Hi, this is Carmen Tyler, and you're listening to SLV Podcast with Aaron and Jeff.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the SLV Podcast.
With Aaron and Joe. Yeah. We are back. Oh, yes, we are. It's been a while, hasn't it, Joe?
Yeah.
It has been a while. People obviously haven't missed us because we've had very few emails asking where we are. I'm sure you haven't received any of you.
I haven't looked, actually. I should have checked.
You really ought to have.
I should have checked. I remember that my spam box was pretty full.
But that's spam. I mean, that's just advertisement for like, you know, Viagra or something.
Yeah.
Not like saying, do you want Viagra? Well, you know. No, that's what they are saying, aren't they?
That's pretty much all they say.
Yeah, I'm going
moving on.
Yeah, so we're on what episode are we at?
We're at episode 75.
Okay, and today is the 6th of August, as far as I can remember.
That's right, Wednesday.
So when was the last time we did a show? How long has it been? June 11th.
Just before my birthday.
June 11th.
I'm not surprised, actually. My birthday, right? Seriously. It was not mad, but I did get busy.
Right, okay, what do you mean?
Well, week before, I'd just done some photography.
Right, are you really still into this photography thing? We should really let people know about what the situation is with this.
I do photography.
Okay. For a living now, or...?
No, I'm not doing it for a living.
Okay. You just, like, you know...
Future, maybe.
Clicking away and
cool.
Building a repertoire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did get a new piece of tech.
Right, go on.
A Canon 450D.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a sweet piece of
that
kit.
That is a nice DSLR.
Got a couple of issues with it.
Go on.
Already.
Oh,
shocking.
Wow.
I'm a huge critic of tech, and as you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the lens that you get, 18-55, very mm-hmm. nice, but the focusing ring is at the end of the lens. The
okay.
wrong end, not the body end, the top end, as in the end with the lens actually on. I got that a small issue, which means that, I mean, it's not the lens that I'm going to be using all the time, but it's nice to use the basic lens that you get.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
quick. It's very nice. I like it. It produces excellent photos. Mm-hmm. I shall post some somewhere.
Eventually. Flickr, probably.
Yeah, Flickr, probably. So there's that. It's in the wrong place. So I put a hammer polarizer on it so that I don't get reflection on it.
So it's just a way of stopping to get reflection.
Yeah, it polarizes the light. Really cool piece of tech.
Mm.
You move it around a little bit. These things are really cheap as chips. But it as you change the way the light polarizes to the lens, it unfocuses because your fingers, no one's fingers are thin enough to operate two rings.
Okay.
Honestly, I know I got fat fingers, but damn, they're not that big, and it just doesn't work. So I'm going to have to get a new lens, which is a pain in the ass.
I mean, that's going to set you back a good couple of £100, surely, for a decent quality one.
Yeah.
That's the only problem with that, obviously, then.
Yeah, and I've got this new thing that I'm doing. On YouTube, Robert Llewellyn, who people will not know who he is, but he's an actor who played Crichton on Red Dwarf. He's been doing this video blog of not buying anything new for a year.
Is he still doing that?
No, he stopped, and he's about to make a series with the BBC on how he did and what he did and everything else.
Right.
He literally didn't buy anything, not even a pair of trousers when he needed to. No
right.
shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He did get given a lot of stuff, so he kind of cheated. But yeah, he didn't buy anything new. I mean, literally nothing. And he's a rich enough guy to do it. You know, he works in television and he does enough sort of stuff to be able to afford new stuff. It's
yeah.
not like he couldn't afford it, but mm-hmm. he didn't buy anything new. If something broke, he got it fixed.
Right.
He still spent money, obviously.
And the point of this was what?
Well, I thought I would do the same thing. I so can't. If something new comes out, I'm like, oh, give me. Unless it's rubbish, in which case I don't. But, like, I originally I was only going to do this with new games.
Mm.
And I've done well. Right? I haven't bought any new games. No, honestly,
right.
You're looking at me like I'm mad, but I haven't. Right? If you look at my games collection...
And I've got to say, just in case you are unfamiliar with SLV Podcast, it is quite a collection.
It's epic now. yeah. Just the stuff that I've downloaded is enough to keep me going for a year.
At least.
Yeah. In fact, I'm downloading a new one today called Braid. Oh, it's such a sweet game. I've got to tell you about this game, by the way.
So, just before you get sidetracked, can I remember what you were saying before about Robert Llewellyn?
Right, so I'm not buying any new stuff, right? That's my not New Year's agreement, because I'm going to try and follow in his footsteps.
Okay.
Like, because he is a sort of... Oh, I don't want to say hippie, but he does have a slightly left of centre view, just like me, political view, I mean.
Okay.
Which is that everything should be damn free, don't you think? Wouldn't it be great if we lived in a Star Trek world where money didn't exist and we could just press a button and a glass of cool water at 4 degrees would pop? Yeah, moving on.
Are you talking about, like, you know, using your fingerprint to buy it and stuff?
I don't know. Something like that. Anyway,
I don't like the idea of that.
I don't like the idea of everything having to have some sort of proprietary value put on it. If something's cool, everyone should have it. Just like podcasts. They're free. That's why I like doing them. Anyway.
They're free for you. They charge me.
Well, here's the thing. I've recently done something a little bit interesting. I've bought web space.
Right. Okay.
A lot of it.
Where and for how much?
I don't know how much it costs. I know it costs me about £1.
What, for a year or?
No, it's about £1 a month.
Okay.
And I think it's something like 250 gig monthly.
Right.
Which means you can add to it.
Yeah, yeah.
The traffic is infinite, as according to Yahoo, and it's Yahoo servers, and it's Yahoo who I bought it from.
Right, okay.
Haven't bought a domain name for it yet, so I'm still sort of thinking about doing something with it.
Okay.
I have put some stuff up there, and I will literally post some stuff eventually.
Okay.
But I did sell my laptop. I sold my laptop. I currently don't have a computer. Okay, I'm lying. I do have a lot of computers. I've got an Apple Mac, I've got two PCs. I've got more computers than I've got people in my house, but... Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, what's with the whole situation of having, like, only five humans living in your house and having at least 8 ways of accessing the internet?
Well, my little boy, I mean, he's only 6, but he does need a laptop. He does, because I want to teach him. I didn't have...
CSS and HTML.
He's already learning.
Wow.
He is literally going to be a little code monkey. That's what I call him sometimes.
Okay.
Well, minus the
And code. Here's Jonathan Coulton with code monkey. you can find that incidentally at probably the PMN.
Or Google it.
Yeah.
So I don't have a machine that I work from as such.
Right. Like to word process or to check emails.
Well, I mean, I do. Okay, I'll put another piece of tech. As you know, I bought the Skype phone.
Right.
And so, actually, I have been buying stuff. Because, I don't count the projector. Oh, yeah, and I got a projector for my birthday. I think I said that on the last show that we did. Or did I?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
No, it can't have been, because I got it on my birthday. 11th of June. So, 11th of June was the last one. My birthday was the 16th, so...
Doubtful, then.
Yeah. Anyway,
So, what projector is this now?
Oh, it's a crappy Intempo. No, it's not Intempo. It's InFocus.
InFocus are the way to go, though.
They are, actually, yeah. If you're going to go buy a projector, DLP, that's the only suggestion I've got. High def is preferable, but not essential. I think yes, actually. Go high def if you're going to do it. If you're going
There's
to do
no
it,
point in upscaling it.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. Well, actually, it's funny. It doesn't look terrible.
No. I mean, I saw it last night myself, and got to say, it does, you know, give you definitely the wow factor, and you can see what you're watching from the other side of the street. I actually tested that out when I went outside for a quick smoke.
Yeah,
I measured it. Cigarette. Just in case.
So anyway, I measured the screen to see how big I'd got it.
Right.
And now it is big. 97 inch is big. That actually, it's bigger than 97. My tape measure is only 97 inches. And it didn't quite fit that 97 inch. So I think it's around. It's only about 7 inches extra, I think.
Okay, so
it's quite a big screen, but
right. Taking the whole idea then of how far away you should be sitting from the screen.
Oh God.
What is it? Take the inches and divide it by 4, and that's in terms of feet how far away you should be. So that's at least, well, I'm gonna say on average about 25 foot.
It's in the street in my house.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, we're not.
How far away are you? About 8 foot.
2 foot. 3 foot. No, I'm not that bad. If you're sitting on the couch, let's move on. So anyway, I'm not buying any tech.
Right.
This is it for me.
Okay. Right?
I've got the watch that I've always wanted.
Right.
I've got the phone kind of that I've always wanted. Now the phone, by the way, Skype phone. I'll do a really quick review. It's good. Not great. There you go. It gets one thumbs up. As in, I could give it 2, but it's not that good.
Tell us what this Skype phone is.
It's a phone. It's on the 3 network.
Mobile phone, yeah?
It's a mobile phone.
Okay. In the centre of the phone, there's a big Skype button.
That's right.
Okay.
Which means that anybody who visits the SOV podcast page can press the Skype Joe button. and it will go to my phone for free. It's free for you, and it's free for me. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. I'm a contract user, usually. I've not yet ended my contract, but I have had the same contract for 4 years.
Wow.
I've had a contract for 4 years, and you meant to renew them every year or so. But I just, the contract was quite good. It was with, it's essentially Vodafone, but it was with OneTel. It wasn't a good contract, so
right.
I switched over to Three.
There you go.
Three, incidentally, is paid.
But the phone, I mean, what's the model? Yeah, okay. What's the specs?
It's manufactured by a company called Amoy.
Amoy? Are they Chinese?
They are Chinese, and it's not bad, but it's not good. Do you know what I mean by that? It's not a great phone. It's got a good enough spec for me to do everything I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that I wanted to do was have free calls, hopefully via Skype.
Mm.
Now, it works on 3G for voice on Skype,
mm.
but it also works on 2G for IMing. So it always works because it's the Orange network.
Right, okay.
Except it's not. It's Orange network for voice, and it's 3G
yeah.
for data.
Right.
Incidentally, data... There's no data charge. There is, but it's £5 a month, unlimited data.
Right.
And that's not part of the Skype contract. You don't have to pay for that to get Skype. The Skype is free.
Right.
But it costs £10 top-up
a month. To keep it active, is it?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. The top-up doesn't count. It doesn't go down when you're using Skype. So you top up, and unless I make phone calls,
right.
that £10 stays on.
Right.
So it's not as if it's costing me anything, except I do have to keep this 30-day active thing going. So if you look at it like it's a £20 contract a month, because my wife has it as well, that's not bad.
No, because it gives you free calls Skype. As well, yeah.
And here's the thing, Skype is my main... It's the only internet-based chat that I've consistently stuck with, although I have,
same as me, actually.
I have three accounts with Skype, but I only use one.
I have noticed you got three accounts.
I know, yeah. You can delete the other two because I don't use them.
Oh, right.
My Skype name is a.big.bellyflop. And it's also my username on Xbox Live. So if you're on Xbox Live, then send me a friend's request. But you have to leave a message saying who you are. I don't accept blank friend requests. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
This podcast, by the way, has gone on for far too long, and I feel grilled at the end of it as well, because I have spent a shocking amount of money on myself just recently, although the projector was a birthday present. And also, okay, the Skype phones, incidentally, are they're 40 quid for one,
mm-hmm.
30 quid for two, and if you buy, like, four, they're 20 quid each. If effectively, you pay £40 for one, or it's 80 quid for as many as you like, but we only needed two, so we paid 62 quid...
For two.
The two phones.
Right.
And then we had to... Well, we didn't have to, but we bought two £10 top-ups to start us off. And okay. I've got to say, I'm really impressed. YouTube, on the train ride over here, I was watching YouTube. I was like, this rocks. I'm watching YouTube on the train.
Right.
And it literally... I said that I haven't got a PC that I regularly work from, which is true. I have the EE PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I've changed the operating system on the EE PC. I don't know if you know this, but I put Windows XP on it, which is... it's a little bit... I feel a bit like I've cheated on the Asus, but okay. That's fine. So yeah, I have okay. I use that as my main Windows machine, and I've also got a little scaler, so the screen looks nice. And I've got to say, it's whisper silent.
Mm-hmm.
I've put a little SDHC card in it. It runs blisteringly fast, and I'm really happy about that. But yeah, it is what it is. It's a 7-inch laptop, so I don't know how impressed by it I am.
Okay.
The fact that it's so small is cool.
Well, my tech list, in the short time we've been away, is pretty much only one item.
What did you get?
What did I get? In the interim period, in our you know, out-of-season time, I suppose we can call it.
Yeah.
I picked up a brand new phone. Well, I say a brand new phone. It's actually been out for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
An iPhone?
No, okay. Not an iPhone. So it hasn't been out for 2 years. So it came out June last year.
No.
The original one.
The original. Okay, fair enough. I didn't know that.
I went from a Sony Ericsson K750i, which
very
was
nice,
you know,
phone.
Quite a robust phone. Been around for a good 5 years,
yeah.
I think. I got its next of kin. I got the K800i, which I've got to say is a lot better than the other one. I mean, I've actually just started. I say just started. It's been up and running since early June, I think. My own blog now, separate from the show. Which you can actually probably catch as a link probably on the show site. I'm not going to plug the URL, but you know what I mean.
I did visit, but I don't know.
It's just a basic blog. No frills, no expectations. It'll do the job, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good that you can blog from your phone.
It is. I mean, it's got, yes, that's the best feature about it, I think, is that it says, all it says on the phone is blog this.
Yeah.
And so long as you've got a blogger or even you know, a Gmail account, you can sign up with your Gmail account, and you take a photograph. Take a photograph,
mm-hmm.
and from that point onwards, just write a bit of text, put a heading in, put a bit of body in, and just send it.
Photo blogging.
Effectively, yeah.
What's the camera like?
3.2 megapixel, much better than the 750i. What about yours?
Yeah, mine's only a 2 megapixel. It's good, but it's not great. And This is what I got to say about the Skyphone. Every function on it, I like it, but it's not great. I recognise in it that it's not as great as... I mean, I've used better phones for every single function, but I've never found one that's, like, all-encompassing the way the three phone works.
See, for me, just off that point, just quickly, that's one of the reasons why I don't think I'm going to get the 3G iPhone.
Again,
on prepay, when it finally gets released by O2.
Yeah.
Because of the because of the way it's just, so locked down.
For me, it's not that. I could unlock the iPhone, no problem.
You could jailbreak it, yeah, but you're going to break the warranty.
It's not that. I like the iPhone if it weren't for the size. The size, to me, is just so off-putting. I tried it, I don't like it. It's just too big.
It's a nice screen, though. And it's got an accelerometer in it. Plus, as well, you can use it on VoIP if you want to. But the trouble is, obviously, you're going to get data charged.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work for me.
But then again, you could use it on VoIP if you're anywhere near an open Wi-Fi access point, which you can't do with your Skype phone because it doesn't have Wi-Fi in it. So
nope.
That's the benefit of that. Plus, probably it's got the best internet browsing experience on a phone.
I know, but do you know what? The 7-inch Asus feels like an iPhone.
What?
It's probably lighter. I am not being funny.
It's like a mini laptop. What are you talking about?
Well, if I'm in a Wi-Fi area, that's what I'm going to be whipping out.
But that means you're carrying around two bits of tech.
I don't mind. Okay. Yeah, I don't mind, seriously, because...
How about the Nokia N71?
Okay, now, here's the thing. That was the phone I was going to go for.
Right.
Seriously, that was the phone I was going to buy. It looked nice, and I had it in my hand. It was just, again, I can't... It's too big.
It is quite large.
The iPhone is too big, and it's not that big. As the N71, and I still I'm not impressed by either of these phones. Do you know what the features? I know that the features on it are. It's completely for features. It's great, but the features that I use are the ones that I want. I wouldn't ever use a Wi-Fi phone. I wouldn't.
Why?
No, I know I wouldn't use a Wi-Fi phone. What are you gaining by putting a Wi-Fi on a phone?
Okay, well, hang on.
I'll tell you what you're losing, battery life.
Okay, well, let me just quickly answer that phone. That thing.
Answer the phone.
No, you know what I mean. That answers that question.
Yeah.
I think what you would be gaining is the evolution of Wi-Fi when we get things like WiMAX.
That's a long way away. When we do, the Wi-Fi phones will be really dirt cheap. Oh, and that's the thing about the Skype phone. It was really cheap. I mean,
£40 or something, wasn't it?
£40. And that's with £10 top up.
Or $20.
Or $20, yeah. No, that's the other way around. We used $80.
Oh, no, $80, yeah, sorry.
but yeah.
Sorry to get your hopes up there.
sorry, American people. The Skype phone is definitely impressive, though. I mean, in terms of having Skype in your pocket all the time.
See, that's the only thing that would bug me, is because, I mean, you showed me on your Skype phone, the home, your regular basic screen,
and it
had a Skype online icon.
Yes.
Now...
It's always got the icon.
That's the thing. Do you know what I mean? I mean, presumably you can put it into Do Not Disturb mode or...
Yep.
But whenever I look at my Skype program on my Windows machine, you're always online 24 hours a day.
No, I do set it to not available. When I'm asleep, I'm not available. Honestly, I do change the status. It's just you don't look at your screen 24 hours a day, do you? Oh, dear. I suspect you do.
Yeah, I probably do.
No, one thing I would say is, I've as well as getting tons of tech, I've also been staying up shockingly late into the night, you can testify yesterday.
What time did I leave your house last night? About one-ish.
About one-ish, yeah. You really didn't get into Gears of War, did you?
No.
I could tell at the end that I was beating my head up against the wall. Gears of War is a great, great game.
Apparently.
You don't care, do you?
Bit of news for you.
Oh, yeah?
And a bit of news for you guys as well. Facebook has changed.
Has it?
It has. Log on and have a look now.
I'm good. I hate Facebook so much. I've got Facebook on my phone.
Okay, well, let me show you while I'm here.
Okay. No.
No, I mean, there's a link, actually, for Facebook to our... You can literally... if you can go to our website, slvpodcast.co.uk, you can click the Facebook link, and literally that will put an update in your mini feed for you, which is always good.
Cool.
If I click that, it should take us to Facebook. There we go. And look, it has changed. There should be like a little link at the top of the screen. It says, try new Facebook? And there's a bit of a question mark. And it looks...
I'm Ron Jeremy? Sorry, go on.
Thank you for that. It looks different, is what I guess what I'm trying to get across to you. There's no profile button. It's actually your name, which is the first big change.
That's good.
And your profile looks completely different. They've taken away all the add-on applications.
Oh, thank which is frick for that. But you know what? That's the reason why I don't use Facebook.
It's just so much easier. All you've got really is your friends, your mini feed, and what you can do is you can add in extra applications.
Okay, I love it.
Applications tab, but as a default, it gets rid of them all, which is a lot nicer.
Oh, I'm back on Facebook. Yay! Actually, I'm not, but yeah, go on. Well, you can see if I'm online on Facebook. The other day...
I've currently got 12 friends online.
Oh, dear.
Indeed. I'm not going to get in touch with anyone.
Uh-oh. My phone just went off.
Oh, God, blimey.
Oh, crap. Are you literally Skyping me?
I haven't done nothing. It's not me. It's somebody. I don't know who it is, but it's not me. It's probably the wife.
No.
Not my wife. Yours. Not that I'm married. Whoa, where'd that come from? I'm just padding now while he does his thing on.
Okay, set to Skype.
Yeah, he's now changing stuff around.
There we go.
And
it's on vibrate.
Okay.
Well, it's on vibrate before, but now it's on silent vibrate. Moving on.
Where were we? We were talking about Facebook and how you're now back on Facebook.
No, I don't think so, but I tell you what, I will be using Facebook to post some personal pics, but okay. It's not a website I use.
What social networking sites do you use?
Well, do you count Flickr as a social networking site?
It sort of is.
I use Flickr. I kind of... okay, I don't know if you can... I don't look for friends online.
You don't want to talk to your mates online?
My Xbox Live account is the closest I get to actually... And it's only because I get to talk, literally talking to people. I don't IM at all, apart from on Skype. But literally, if you want to get in contact with me, send me a Skype message. I will always reply now, literally. Always.
Well, when it suits you, of course.
I'm going to say this.
I'm going to let our listeners hear it. I sent you an IM earlier. You took 2 hours to reply to it, even though you were constantly online at that point. And you were always online.
May have been on Xbox.
Right. Okay.
You could have IM'd me on my Xbox. Instantly, you can send an MSN. If you send an MSN IM, when I'm on my Xbox, it will get to me via the Xbox. I've set MSN up on the Xbox.
I hate MSN.
Yeah, so do I. So I don't use it.
Do you know what, actually? I've actually stopped using Yahoo Messenger as well.
Have you?
I have, because of the bots. They do my head in. Whenever I log into Yahoo Messenger...
Right.
I get about 50 million. I'm not kidding.
A little bit of an over-exaggeration. 50 million.
Okay,
probably is 50 million bots out there, but that's a lot.
Okay, I'm going to say, let's bring it down a bit. Let's say 12.
I don't have
it is annoying.
I haven't ever experienced a bot on Yahoo.
Have you not? They're everywhere. Plus, have you heard the call quality? I'd much rather use Skype.
Yeah. Okay, the Yahoo call quality it's getting better. Someone told me that when Microsoft buy Yahoo, they're making it really better call quality. But that's still yet to happen.
I've heard something actually you might find interesting. I don't know if you know about this.
Go on then.
AOL.
Yes.
Is now not becoming an ISP anymore.
What, they're going to stop doing internet service, or is it just they're going to stop?
They're going to become a content portal.
Just like Netscape.
Similar, I guess. Yeah.
Because Netscape.
But I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to go via the sort of Google route.
That's a really bad idea.
Talking about Google, have you heard of Cool yet?
Nope.
The newest search engine on the market? I've got to say, it's pretty good. Go there now, have a look.
Okay.
It's CUIL.com. Pretty good, actually. Not too bad. I've tried it for a couple of searches. Obviously, I've done the old, you know, looking for me type of thing. Of course, you know, you're gonna do that. Wasn't very successful, but, you know, if you type in SLV podcast or something that's, you know, really quite popular, you get like a directory come up, which is pretty good. And it gives you a way of, you know, how can I word it, shortening down your... Joe's impressed by the look of things. He's not saying very much, but it shortens down your what you're looking for. So, I mean, just search for something really popular, Joe, and have a look. And give us a description of what you're doing.
Okay, I'm searching for my name in speech marks, because, you know, I always do. Wow. Okay. It's got one result. One result. This is... And I am not being... I'm literally going to point it out, okay? This is the only result... I must be. My name in speech marks has come up with one result. And I... This is hilarious. www. Dot, listen to this. This is hilarious.
Go on.
ilovejesus.com. Oh my goodness. I'm afraid okay. This isn't me.
Is it not? Are you sure?
I don't know. I'm going to look myself up. Holy moly. Okay, there we go.
Yes. What I want to say actually,
this isn't me.
Whilst Joe's doing what Thank he goodness. Does, I'm gonna just explain to you a bit more about cool. Because it's pronounced cool, even though it's spelled C-U-I-L. CUIL.com. So I'm just going there now, 2 seconds. Yeah, and this apparently indexes loads more websites than what Google does. And you know, it says here it indexes over 121 billion different web pages. That sounds quite impressive.
It sounds impressive. If it's true...
Well, I mean, let's put in something
I'm
like...
I've got to say, it looks really, really minimalist, and I love that. I really do.
Let's put in Yahoo.
See, that looks good.
Now, Yahoo, when you put in Yahoo, for example, you get to explore by category, which is what I was on about before.
That looks really
good.
To
sort of drill down your sort of search. So it gives you, like, Yahoo, it gives you the different services that they offer, for example. You've got email authentication services as well. Business people in software, like certain specific people you might want to, you know, look at or trying to find a bit more information about, the people who are sort of affiliated, like Jerry Yang, you know, the usual people.
Jerry Yang? Go on, keep going, yeah.
Okay. email websites, like for example the Yahoo email services, and country code top level domains. So for example, like the .co.uk, the .za's, you know, the .com.au ones. And it just gives you that drill down effect, which is fantastic. And on top of that, for example, if you click on one of these, it should give you a further explore by category as well. So you can drill down even further again. So you can, you know, just by clicking a link, you can really, really get into in-depth searching, which is fantastic. I mean, I'm not aware if Google do that myself.
No, I don't think they do that.
And but I think this is going to be a big win for them.
I've got to say, that does look good. And this is completely new to me. I've never heard of it before, and it does look good. I the last decent web service that I used, other than Google, I obviously use Google, I use Yahoo, I use Ask... And Ask has changed, but it's still not that good.
I've still got our issues with Ask, because if you put in a question, it doesn't answer the question. It just gives you... Yeah, it's rubbish.
Well, here's the thing. And I tell you what I have started using. This is sad. I've started using the service from 118, where you get to text a human being a question.
Right.
And I did tell you about this on the way home, I think, when we were on the car.
Mm.
And more and more I've been using it.
It costs money, though.
It does cost money, but the... It depends. Actually, I've had a couple of free ones because sometimes they just can't answer the questions.
Yeah.
But I have been using... It's worth it for me because it's on the go, although that was on my old phone and I've got a new phone with the internet always available. Yeah. I don't know if I'm ever going to be using... I don't know.
One good thing I've got to say about that, though, just quickly, incidentally, if you want to use it, it's 118118. Text it from your phone, from your mobile phone in the UK. It won't work abroad, as far as I'm aware, but you can just literally ask them a question. And if they don't answer it within half an hour, you get a free text back saying, here's your answer, we won't charge you for this because we took so long. And that's what actually happened to me. I asked them a question, they couldn't answer it within a half hour limit, so...
I don't know if it's half hour. With me, it was
That's what
it
said.
Because I asked... This is the question that I asked. I'm going to be... Because since we're a Sex, Lies, and Videos podcast, I'm going to ask... One of the questions I sent them, because... You know when you know the term for something, but you can't quite remember what it was?
Right.
So anyway, the question I asked was, what was the slang term for having sex in a car park? which, if you want to know the answer, it's called dogging. I don't know why anyone would want to know that. But anyway, so I texted that to 118 to see what they would come up with.
Mm.
Now, they sent me back a text that it didn't answer. It didn't have the term dogging anywhere in the text, but it did go over what it was. And I was like, okay, even though it didn't answer the question, it did in the answer, it did inspire the right answer out of me. Because yeah. I knew the term, I just couldn't remember what it was called. I was like, it's one of those words that sometimes... I don't use the word dogging every day. I mean, I really don't. And right, I didn't expect 118 to answer it. Now, they gave me a free text. It weren't because they didn't answer within a half hour. They answered it, I would say, in 2 or 3 minutes. It was really, really quick service. But they... yeah, they just said, oh, this is free. We didn't come up with the right answer. We know this isn't the right answer, but here's the...
The nearest denomination.
Yeah, and they gave me like the Wikipedia version of what sex in a car park was like. Right. I don't know why they didn't just look it up on Urban Dictionary, which is what I did eventually. But not Urban Dictionary. What was it called? Yeah, Urban Dictionary. Anyway, so that's what I 118. I use that. That's sad. Moving on. Oh, social networking sites that I use. YouTube, a really big one.
Right, okay.
I do use YouTube quite a lot. I don't post. To YouTube. I have posted to YouTube in the past, but I don't anymore.
See, for me, I don't actually see YouTube as a social networking site. I see that as a video sharing site.
Well, it's got there's a lot of social elements to it, hasn't it? It's got a lot of users that you can... If I post something up to a... That's another thing. I'm all about the human sort of touch, and I do feel like Facebook, it does have pictures, but it doesn't feel personal to me. I know it's got friends lists, and the friends I can talk to on the telephone.
But what if you haven't got their number?
Well,
or
then,
what if you don't want to speak to them on the phone or text them?
Well, then why would I want to talk to them on the internet?
No, I'm just saying it gives you the opportunity within the actual website itself.
It's more of a control thing. I don't think I need that control thing. Okay. You know what I mean?
No, that's fair enough.
And well, I mean, I have a Facebook account. Only because you made me made one. I mean, I was like, make a Facebook account. Okay, I made a Facebook account. Yeah, now we come... I was like, oh, I don't know. It isn't something... Now, I am going to start using Facebook a little bit more because it is on the phone and it's free. That's another free thing that's on the Three network. You can be a pay-as-you-go customer for Three. You don't have to have a Skype phone. Facebook is free on Three. So is eBay. And so is a couple of other... popular pages, but
Google
stuff. No, Google isn't free.
Hmm.
Which is odd because you would have thought it would
be. It's cool.
Sorry?
It's cool.
I very much doubt it. I don't even think I'll be able to pick that up on my phone. I don't know though, because I use their own browser is their own like content portal, like you just said with AOL. And then what I do is I pay the £5 a month. I use the Opera browser, the mini one.
Right.
Much better browser. I'm like, oh, this is the way it's meant to be on a phone.
Yeah.
So yeah, I use that. And then obviously they don't charge me because I paid the £5. But
yeah.
If I use their WAP browser content thing, then certain pages are free. All the pages on Opera are available. Mm-hmm. And I could obviously get it through there, but I tend to use the one that's built in. I don't know why.
Right. Because it's cheaper.
Well, yeah. It's free. And I am a cheapskate.
And just as a little side note, what I have been doing quite often myself, I don't know if yourself too, or even you guys out there with things like Hulu or just catch-up services, is what I guess what I'm talking about, is in the UK we've got things like BBC iPlayer and the ITV catch-up service and 4OD.
Yes.
And I've been doing a lot of that quite recently.
Has it been killing your bandwidth?
Internet
service provider, by the way. I don't know if I told you about this.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay, go on. It does slow it down.
I've dipped in bandwidth between the hours of say 6 PM and 1 AM.
Yeah, that's,
I'm definitely not getting the same up and down as what I did. What I'm doing during non-peak time. But my point is fantastic services.
Oh, absolutely!
Would
BBC
strongly
iPlayer.
Recommend them.
The BBC iPlayer to me is the way I want my television to work. I want to be able to go to my television. I mean, I know that Virgin are doing this now.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't got fibre optic in my area, so I'm not going to be able to get this, but I know that the Virgin service, you can literally demand everything. I want what the BBC does on their iPlayer just on my TV. That would be... Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
No?
I don't think so. It's just, you can't get the kind of bounce. I mean, I can do it for the BBC and I can do it for Channel 4 and also the ITV one.
Mm.
But, and also I know that Sky have been doing it. There aren't many Sky shows that I watch, I'll be honest with you.
Not really, no.
And I pay for Sky.
The thing is Sky use peer-to-peer. And you have to download an application.
Well, so do the BBC, don't you?
No.
Well, I've been using
the BBC it's actually in the website. You'd have to download an application.
Well, no, but I do use that application. I don't know. You can download one that will save it for later, so you don't have to watch it live. I don't know if you've used that. It's actually BBC. It's a BBC piece of software.
Right.
I don't know if it's written by the BBC. I know it is a peer-to-peer thing. But you can actually save it to your iPod. Oh my god, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a great little service. Again, though, I mean, this is the way... I'm using more YouTube than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good for the 10-minute shorts.
Mm. But no good for a full length. Just as a little side note as well, I mean, for me, I've been using more ITV catch-up service than BBC iPlayer recently.
What
because
do you watch?
Of things like Formula One. I've been working to that a day, and I know my DVR is probably not going to record it, even though I've set it to record.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's a Sagem PVR 920T, and it's a nightmare. I'm going to have to get it changed or something. There is a fatal problem with that. Anyway, besides the point, my only bugbear with the ITV catch-up service is, now obviously, in case you guys aren't aware, ITV in the UK is a company, a broadcast television company, that is funded via advertising. And as part of their ITV catch-up service, unfortunately, what does happen is you have to watch the adverts. You can't skip them.
Oh, I'm not in... Oh, see, now...
Now, that, for me, is the annoying thing. Now, fine, you see the same. You see the same advert in... Let's say, for example, you're watching a Formula One race. Every single advert break, you see the same adverts. And it does get really quite annoying. Right. But the blessing is it's only on for like a minute and a half. Whereas normal adverts on television would be 3.5-4 minutes.
This is where Sky Plus does have a kind of cool... I mean, it is cool. I haven't watched very much live stuff quite a long time, and I do skip ads.
Man, yeah, I do.
Do you know what? Advertising. Is there not a better way?
Just do it in program.
Oh, no. Well, if you're going to do it in program, or I think that'd be worse,
like product
actually.
Placement.
Product placement works for me, but also...
that's what I mean by in-program.
Why not advertise... Make adverts worth watching. Do you mean
the M people, like Peugeot advert?
Well, I'm talking about...
You've got to search for the hero. I
know what you mean. I think we're going to get sued for that. Not by M people or any copyright thing, just because that was terrible. Anyway,
that was.
Sorry. No, I just think... You know, like at the cinema... The cinema adverts, they're quite discreet. At the beginning of the thing, can you remember any of them?
No, not really.
Well, then probably they're not working, but...
No, but I see your point. I mean, they're right at the start of the feature film. Yeah, fine, they advertise the feature is going to start 20 minutes before it actually does, but everybody knows to go, to go to the cinema and be there about 15 minutes after its advertised start time.
Speaking of going to the cinema, that was the worst segue ever, but it's been the summer holidays.
Has it? Could have fooled me.
Well, the summer holidays for the kids anyway. The right. kids are off for their half term, whatever it is, break. Is it half term?
No,
or whatever. No,
it's like a full-on summer break.
Yeah, summer break anyway. So, the kids are on summer holidays. I have clearly been to the cinema.
Right.
Taking the kids to the cinema, okay. I have watched a couple of movies, and I'm just going to give them the really, really basic previews, okay? Pixar's Wall-E.
Yeah, okay. I've seen the trailer umpteen amount of times, because we have it on a repeat thing in work, but yes. Carry on.
It's a really good film.
I haven't really paid much attention to the advert in work, on our TVs in work, but my idea of it, it's basically an animated version of Short Circuit.
It is pretty much. No, it's not. It's nothing like that. He is alive. I mean, he's not like...
Number five.
He doesn't want to be alive like Johnny Five does.
Right.
He is alive. I mean, he's got a character and he's... I mean, the thing about the Pixar movies is they do animate things that wouldn't normally have a life, and like the like the light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, Wall-E, it's a really good movie. Definitely check it out if you get a chance to. It's been hyped to death. It's not as good as it does live up to the hype, but then what does?
Fair point. Next.
Kung Fu Panda.
Right, okay, yeah, Jack Black. Jack Black, I've heard a bit about this.
This is a very funny movie that's got something for adults as well as for kids.
Like, very much like the original Shrek, I would imagine.
Better than the original Shrek.
In terms of scripts or animation?
The animation isn't as good.
Right, okay.
For the Shrek. But the storyline is better, and it's Jack Black. If you put him in a movie, I'll watch it. It doesn't really matter what the movie is.
Okay.
I mean, I've watched a lot of Jack Black movies. I think I've seen more, actually.
Okay.
No, maybe not. Anyway, but yeah, great movie. Definitely, okay, better than WALL-E. If you're going to go to the cinema and you've got a choice, WALL-E or Kung Fu Panda, go and watch Kung Fu Panda. Watch them both.
Okay. Next.
What else have I seen at the cinema? Oh, crumbs. I can't think.
I'm putting so on the spot now.
I have watched a couple of things at the cinema, but I can't remember what they are. I watched the Indiana Jones movie, obviously. I watched the Indiana Jones Chronicles.
Has he not started, like, you know, getting his pension in yet or not?
I gotta say, it doesn't. I don't care what you say. He is old. They play on it in the movie.
Oh, do they? Right.
Yeah,
okay.
and it's good.
Okay.
I mean, Indiana Jones is like huge.
Mm.
It's not
as a franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, as a franchise, it doesn't live up to the hype. Again, it doesn't live up to the hype, but it's a really good film.
Right.
And if you're gonna go in for nonsense, go for Indiana Jones nonsense.
Right.
Yeah, great movie. Again, I actually have seen a few other films at the cinema. I got the film that I'm going to watch in 2 days.
Mm.
Dark Knight's coming out, and that's quite exciting. It's actually already out. Yeah, but it's the lyric in Kamala.
Right. Okay.
They,
yeah.
They haven't got the.
I've heard some very, very good reviews on that. I'm yet to watch it myself, but.
I watched Batman Begins at the cinema when it came out.
Right.
And I'm going to go and watch The Dark Knight at the cinema. Batman movies, to me, are cinema movies. I actually remember watching the worst Batman movie ever, Batman and Robin, at the cinema.
Everyone says it's that one.
But you know what, I know something? I sneaked in, and I was going to ask for my money back. It was that bad. But yeah, Great Yarmouth. I wish, by the way, cinemas would leave their doors open more often. I know that you can't sneak into the Carmarthen one.
Right.
I don't think you can. I'm going to look. actually, it's really cheap.
Well, you know you won't be able to now.
Yeah, now that I've said it, I'm definitely not getting
it. Not a hope.
But do you know what? The Carmarthen Lyric Theatre, Carmarthen, very cheap.
Yeah?
£4 a ticket at the moment.
Okay.
That's a bargain.
That is. Well, I think what they're trying to do is, because I mean, talking about Carmarthen, incidentally, we should really mention this before we do get any further. Carmarthen is in Southwest Wales, which is where we are from.
Yes.
It's like our little corner of Wales that we like to talk about. But yeah, they're going to go through some sort of major, or they're going through some sort of major redevelopment as a town. You're going to get like a full on 12 screen multiplex cinema and Debenhams and all that stuff.
I hope it doesn't kill off the Lyric Theatre, because I do like that theatre. It's a really small. You don't like it, do you?
No, I do, but you know it's going to be killed off.
If there's a choice between the £11 theatre cinema thing or the Lyric Theatre.
I know what you'll choose.
Wait,
don't
hold
lie.
On. No, I probably will. No, I'm. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway,
moving on. So yes, that was my cinema exertion, and we did start out as a film podcast, and we sort of turned to a tech podcast. Moving back to films, I'm looking forward to The Dark Knight.
Okay.
I
don't think I'm going to bother with it.
No.
No.
Why not?
I'm not really, you know, I'm more Spider-Man than Batman.
Are you?
Hmm.
Superman?
No. When I was younger, yeah. Yeah. I had the Superman bedspread and everything. You know, let's not get into that. But my point is when it comes to, you know, Marvel comics and stuff, I'm more Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Shall we wrap up?
Why?
That's a good point, actually. Why are we wrapping up? Well, because I was going to talk about E3.
Right, yeah,
I don't know whether I should do it in another podcast or whether I should keep going.
No, just carry on.
Okay, this is a hell of a podcast for people. Damn. You've been without us for... It's been like a...
It's a comeback episode.
This is like a storm important. In
it's
the desert.
It's episode 75. It's important. So let's do this. E3,
okay.
Joe, okay. Wrap it up.
Okay.
Two sentences.
Two sentences. Yeah, so there's a couple of really exciting things coming for Nintendo.
Okay. And is it a new Wii?
No. There's a new adapter for the Wii. There is a new control scheme.
I've heard about this.
Okay, and also Wii Music. That's on the way.
Okay. Right, tell us more about this adapter first, and tell us a bit more about Wii Music.
Okay, adapter. First of all, you plug the adapter in the bottom of the Wiimote. Everyone knows what a Wii is now. If you don't know what a Wii is, you should stop listening right now. Anyway, so the Wiimote.
Mm.
You plug in an extra little controller into the bottom of the Wiimote, gives it extra sensitivity, which means it knows where you are in the world.
Right.
Kind of cool.
Mm.
Not sure what games they're going to use it for. I know it's going to come for... It's coming out for Wii Sports 2. Now, I saw some footage of Wii Sports 2. Wii Sports was huge. It was like a massive game, and only... Everybody got it if they got a Wii.
Mm.
So everybody should know who's got a Wii, what I'm talking about. Wii Sports, great game. Mm. Apart from the Japanese people who didn't get it for free, but there you go, what can you do? You're Japanese, you've got a load of cool stuff anyway.
And you get it like a year before we do. Anyway,
yeah, I absolutely right. So that's the adapter. It gives you extra sensitivity. Wii Music is... Now, back in the day, E3, cast your mind back, E3, say, 3 years ago, when Miyamoto, the games designer Miyamoto, came onto stage and started waving something around. We didn't know it was the Wiimote back then, but he was controlling the speed of the music when he shook the Wiimote.
Yeah.
Like a conductor on a baton.
Mm.
That's coming to the Wii finally. It's 3 years too late by now.
A little bit.
So yeah, there's that. Also Animal Crossing, which is a hugely popular game.
On the
game.
Wii, yeah.
Yeah,
are you still playing that on the DS?
I'm not,
about a year ago.
Yeah,
I remember.
I'm not playing it anymore. I started playing Zelda, and then I stopped playing the DS completely because I got a Wii.
Right.
As soon as the Wii came out, I stopped. Now, there's another really cool service, which I don't think you've tried yet, because actually you won't have tried because you don't have a Nintendo DS, or do you?
No, I don't have a DS.
Well, the Nintendo Wii is now a DS download station.
Okay.
You can do this now. If you get a DS... I could show you if we had a DS around, which we don't, but you can literally turn your Wii into a download station like you could in the shops back when the DS was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
You can now do that on your Wii. So you can go into the Nintendo channel, which is a free download, go into the other titles in the video list, then go into the DS download service, and you can actually put demos on your Nintendo DS for free. Which is kind of cool, something, and in fact, you can do that today. So it's been out for a while, I think, but not many people know about it because it hasn't been advertised at all.
Right.
So moving on, what else came out? Oh, there was a load of footage for the... Okay, I'll talk about Sony because I know more about the Microsoft stuff, so I'll try and get the Microsoft stuff out of the way.
Okay.
By talking about the Sony stuff first. The Sony stuff, there was a couple of really cool features. There's a new proprietary Blu-ray thing coming out that gives you better sound, effectively. EX sound for PlayStation 3.
Okay.
I think.
Do you mean THX sound?
I'm not quite sure. There's a new sound system, and it's going to be coming only for the new Blu-ray movies. It only works for Blu-ray. It doesn't work for anything else.
Right.
That's new. There was a massively multiplayer first-person shooter game, which I think is called MAD. Might be called MAG. Okay, again, I'm not a big Sony fan, so this is really scraping the bottom of the barrel. There's better coverage of this on other podcasts, but moving swiftly on. It is quite a good-looking piece of software. You go around in squads of eight, and I think it's something like... It's a massive number, like 200 online gamers at a time. Probably... more than that, but don't quote me on it because I'm not 100% certain on the exact figures. If that works, that's going to be awesomeness in a can. And the new Little Big Planet, which looked amazing.
Okay.
It was the game. It just looked good. We didn't get very much on anything else, really. Little Big Planet, though, looks really popular. Now, Microsoft.
Hang on, before we get into Microsoft.
Okay, go on.
I just want to make a quick... play here for a game that I think is going to go crazy.
Oh, Fall of Man Resistance 2?
Resistance 2, yeah. From the look of it, it does look like it's going to be truly awesome. If you haven't seen much of this, I would strongly recommend you nip over to YouTube and just type in Resistance 2. You'll probably get a couple of decent videos, which should, hopefully, fingers crossed, not Rickroll you, but... Because that is driving me bananas right now.
I don't get Rickrolled
on
not?
YouTube. Do not? It does my head in. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
The Resistance 2 is not set in the UK.
No, it's set in America.
It is,
I know.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about that, because I did see a couple of E3 videos on that.
The biggest thing, though, to come out of E3 on that, though, is you're going to have huge multiplayer. Now, currently, you can get 20 people in a room, if I remember rightly. They're going to up that to 60, I think, if memory serves correctly. Which
sounds
is
about right, yeah.
Which is pretty big.
It's bigger than all the games that I've been playing. Now, that'll work if the maps are worth... you know, it depends on the maps.
But no, the thing is, I think the way they're going to do it is you're gonna have teams of people. So yeah. You're actually going to have missions, and you're going to have rival teams as well. So you're going to have people trying to achieve that while you're trying to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're going to have a big war in the middle, possibly.
That sounds great. It really does. And in fact, Resistance 2, it does look good, but there are so many games at E3 that were really impressive. And Resistance for me, wasn't it? Little Big Planet, and that was really impressive looking game.
Mm-hmm.
And the PlayStation, it still has the biggest potential. It's the most powerful console. It does have the most powerful tech in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be still outperforming everything else. It isn't, but it still should be. And for me, it's the one that... Okay, I didn't purchase PlayStation 3. I still haven't. But there is eventually going to be something for it. But then again, I said that about the PSP, and I never got one. I really hope that Sony don't drop the ball, because they are still my favourite publisher.
Okay.
Genuinely now, my favourite game is a Sony game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go on.
It's Shadow of the Colossus, you know this.
Oh, right, yeah, game. Sorry, I do apologize.
Oh, we tried setting up Shadow of the Colossus yesterday, and I still haven't set it up in my house. But Shadow of the Colossus, for definite. Still my favourite ever video game. Except I have played a couple of games now that are quite impressive, I don't know. Yeah, still
that
Shadow
N
of the Colossus.
That N+ thing, is it?
No. N+ is a really cheap Flash game that...
it is good, though.
It is good, but Aaron, that is not the best game on Xbox, and you are going to have to get an Xbox to find out what the good games are.
I did buy an Xbox 360.
I know, you
to
didn't
sell
have
it.
To play it.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Microsoft, go for it, your specialist subject.
Okay.
Your time starts now.
Okay, so the biggest thing, it's not the biggest thing, but the one that got the most attention was the new Avatar system. It is effectively...
Boo.
Yeah, boo for me as well. It is effectively Nintendo Mii's.
Yeah, it is.
But for your Xbox.
Yeah.
There's a new party system coming.
Right, first of all, did Microsoft have to do this?
No, they didn't, and I think it sucks.
Why did they bother?
They didn't need to do this. This is something that I personally am against, but I... Okay, let's try it first. We'll suck it and see. If it's really naff...
Choose your words, man.
I know. Well, if it's really naff, then I'm sure there's going to be a way of getting rid of it. I think that this is an opt-in thing.
Right, okay, so they're not going to force it on everybody.
I hope it's an opt-in thing. Okay, then their next biggest thing, the one that got the littlest amount of attention, was the... Now, I don't know how to describe this. Disc caching. It's you can play a game without needing the disc in the drive.
Right.
You literally...
I don't like this either. I know what you're going to say, but carry on.
What are you saying? Because here's the thing. This is what this is a Sony invention.
Right. I knew you were going to give that to me. Cheers.
Well, no, it is. Capcom couldn't get the data off the Blu-ray discs fast enough when they made Devil May Cry 4.
Yes, you're right.
And there was a 20-minute install before everything.
Yeah, same as with Grand Theft Auto 4 as well.
Yeah, but that didn't happen on the Xbox.
Right, okay.
Now, but it is happening now. You can play your games without the disc being in the drive when the new update comes, and the update is just around the corner. A couple of other things, and I don't think this is a good idea, but hey, it seems to be working. If it's if you've got a basic Xbox 360, a 20-gig Xbox 360, you can store one game, two games tops. So, unless there's one particular game that you are going to play a lot. I have heard as well that for multi-disc games, and there are a couple out there, Blue Dragon is in my collection, it's 4 discs.
Right. That's huge.
Oh yeah, an epic game as well. I gotta say, it took... Well, I haven't got past the first disc yet, and I'm playing it all the time.
Wow.
So yeah, there are some multi-disc games. Now, I've heard that it works really well across multi-disc games, so we'll see how that works, but I'll need to get an Elite...
A bigger hard drive.
Yeah, an Elite hard drive, 120 gig. Oh, the new SKU for Xbox, all Xboxes Xbox 360s are going to be 60 gig. That's another thing as well.
Okay.
Currently, there's three. There's the arcade, no hard drive, which is useless. That replaced the old core back in the day.
Yeah.
So they're scrapping that, and they're scrapping the 20 gig version, the premium.
Are you sure this is happening in the UK?
It's happening across the board.
Oh, right, okay.
They're not making any 20 gig hard drives for Xbox 360s. They're only making 60 gigabyte ones.
Right.
And except they are also making the black. There's going to be the white ones, which are going to be 60,
mm-hmm.
and the black ones, which are going to be 120. That's all they're making now. They're not making any others.
Was there anything on the Xbox 720?
I still haven't heard anything about the new Xbox. Not an E3 anyway. I don't think there was any announcement made.
All right.
But there is one big announcement: HDMI across the board.
Ooh.
Which is nice. Finally, I don't have a HDMI one. I don't need one, I don't think, because I haven't got a good enough TV.
Right, okay.
Well, my TV's alright. Okay, oh, and another thing. They did announce a few games that have already come out. One of the big ones was Geometry Wars 2, which I tried to get you interested in. You looked so like you didn't care about this game. It was an epic game, and I was really pleased to see it come out straight away.
If you've got Geometry Wars, then, and you've played that to death...
Yes.
Which I know you have.
I have.
Then, you know, Geometry Wars... effectively Geometry Wars 2 is going to be, you know, the bee's knees, you know.
Yeah,
it's like,
if you
it's
haven't
like playing Sonic
Geometry
the Hedgehog
Wars. Oh yeah,
for years.
Yeah, and then finding out there's three
there's
other
like,
games.
Oh look,
Sonic.
Yeah,
yes.
There's yeah. Tails. Who's that? I want to play with him.
Incidentally, this is really sad to admit, I bought Sonic the Hedgehog on Xbox 360.
Why?
Back the old version from
Why?
I downloaded. Well, it was only £3, and I thought, what the hey? I here's the thing. The great thing for me, digital distribution has one major advantage. If I ever want to play Sonic the Hedgehog, which
right.
Let's be honest, I am going to want to play it one day, it's always available for me.
No matter what
and
console you
yeah,
use it on,
and it works across the board. This is a great concept from Xbox, from Microsoft actually.
Mm.
Xbox Live is also available on PC, it's also available on Zune.
Mm.
If I want to play Sonic, if I ever buy a Zune, which I never will, but if I do, I can play Sonic the Hedgehog on it. I could play Geometry Wars.
Mm.
I could play all these games that I've purchased on the Xbox Live service.
For free.
Well, not for free, but I can...
transfer them.
You purchase it once, you have it as many times as you want.
Pay once and all the rides are free.
That's exactly right.
Ba-boom.
And there's a new game coming out today. It came out today. It's called Braid. Now, it's... Now, if you look it up on Metacritic, it only got 80% already.
Right.
But that's based on 5 reviews, and they are all wrong. This game is
Joe
really...
Joe has spoken.
I have. This is a contender for me for Game of the Year, and that includes... And I know you guys didn't like it, but Lost Winds...
Right.
You really didn't like it, did you?
I've never played it.
You should have, because it was a good game.
Okay.
For me, it's a contender for Game of the Year. Now, there's a lot of games coming out still that could compete with this. Gears of War 2, for me. Fable 2. Now, here's another game that I think would interest you on Xbox 360. Fable 2.
Sell it to me, Joe.
Okay. It's an RPG.
Right.
Very much in the mold of Zelda.
Okay. Not really my game, but that's more my partner's game.
It is. Multiplayer.
Okay.
Drop in, drop out, co-op. It's one of the first games to support this game type.
Right.
So I could be playing the game. You could be on my friends list.
Right.
You could see that I'm playing Fable 2, and if you want to join me and play Fable 2 at any time, you literally press a button. I get a little thing saying Aaron wants to play your game with you. And I'll be like, okay, let's do this. Let's play the game together. And you have a role in the game, and I have a role in the game. We can play the same game world, and it would... I mean, it's epic. That's me. And drop it. And also, you can drop out at any time, and any money that you've earned in the game will go back to your world.
Right.
And any achievements that you've made in the game will go back to your world.
Okay.
So the two worlds converge. Also... And this is another big thing that was announced at E3. There is going to be a mini game that comes out before Fable 2. Now, it's a download that you have to download from Xbox Live. I think it's going to be 400 Microsoft points. Don't quote me on it because I don't quite know. Now, the money that you win in the casino mini game, when you get Fable 2, which is coming out later in the year, after the mini game, the money that you win in the casino you can take to with you into your world. So you could start the game poor.
Right.
Or you could start the game rich.
Right.
It's completely... You could literally be a millionaire before you've put
taking
the game disc
step.
In. Exactly right. The game world, the character that you create in Fable 2, will already have characteristics based on how you've done and what you've been doing on this minigame. So
yeah.
That, to me, sounds pretty epic. And it's the other thing about Fable is the game world is massive.
Okay.
It's going to be a huge world. You start off as a boy, you grow up. Things that you can do in that world, like you chop down a tree, if you go back to that game 9 months later, that tree will have regrown. But you can watch at any time, seeing the trees, seeing the world adapt to the actions that you've done inside it. Now, to me, that is a game world that I am definitely excited about seeing. Now, you could do this on certain other games, but it was never as, like, there
detail.
Was season. Yeah, this sort of detail you don't see in very many other games. So,
right.
For me, that will be a possible contender for...
Your game of the year.
Well, I don't know, because I've got a lot of games of the year. Because Gears
of
War 2 was a
like,
big thing.
Do you know what it sounds like? Just incidentally, you know what it sounds like you need?
What's that?
Second Life.
I really don't want to play Second Life, because there's no point to the game.
Okay, I'm just
also,
saying.
Also, as well, the reason why I didn't get in Second Life, there's nothing wrong with Second Life. Except the graphics don't look very nice.
No. So well, unless it's changed.
How long has it been since you played Second Life, Aaron?
It's been a good year.
See, it looked bad when it came out new. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I know that it's a... I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are huge fans of this world.
Mm.
And I like the idea of completely user-submitted content.
Mm.
Sort of, you can make your own world, you can make your own island, make your own sort of second life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole way the game. But to me, it looked a lot like sort of Sims type game.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm not a big fan of those games. Now, here's the thing. It's not a game to me. That is a social networking thing. A little bit like World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft, that's gotten huge.
I'm not a fan.
It's gotten something like 10
million
users.
Somebody I know is like really
users.
Addicted
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, it's not... It's I call it crack. There are certain people in the world that really should be considering not playing
therapy.
That game anymore. Well, it's addictive.
Right.
It's addictive. Which is fine. I'm addicted to video games, I think. I don't know if I would call it an addiction or just a big fan of video games.
I think you are
a big
fan of video games, yeah.
I would say I play more video games than I do anything else now, and that's gotten a bit...
And that's probably one of the reasons why we haven't done a show in a while.
Well, there's been a lot of games.
Well, there you go.
I completed today Portal.
Right.
Really short game, 19 levels.
Mm.
Pretty clever. Really clever game. It's available on the Orange Box. You have to, again, it's on PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3,
sorry. Sorry, I was going to say, yeah.
PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Half-Life 1 is on PlayStation 2. Half-Life 2 is on Xbox, original Xbox. But it's only worth buying, in my opinion, on PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3.
Right.
The original Xbox just wasn't capable, and the frame rate is, it will hurt your eyes. moving on. So yeah, I completed Portal from the Orange Box. Really intelligent game. You have literally two triggers. You fire a hole in one wall, fire a hole in the other. You walk through that wall, you come out the other hole, the one that you shot.
Mm-hmm.
The puzzle elements in it are really good. Control scheme's really good. It plays just like Half-Life 2, so it's got a very sort of familiar physics to it.
Right.
And in 2007, a brilliant game. Playing it a year on. Is good. I like it. It holds up really well, but there's been a lot of games coming out that have sort of made this look a bit
dated.
Yeah, it's not dated. It's just
it's not the game it used to be in your mind.
No, I don't think it's going to hold up quite as well. Now there is a new game coming out called Portal 2. It's exclusive to Xbox 360 and it's going to be an arcade download. Just means it's going to be cheap, which is a good thing.
Right.
Oh, hello. Fans.
So I've just turned on the fan in here because it is roasting.
It is roasting in here. What else was there for Xbox 360? There was a whole bunch of stuff that I really liked, but there was E3. there's a one big thing that I took away from E3 this year was that it wasn't as big. I know that they downscaled it last year, but it really didn't. I didn't get very excited about any of the stuff that I saw this year.
Right.
I mean, last year there was Call of Duty 4, Halo 3. There were some really big games. Mm-hmm. The PlayStation 3 was announcing Home,
which we still haven't seen yet.
Nope.
And I'm desperate to get my hands on it. I went into Game earlier. Not earlier, but I went into Game, I think it was yesterday, and I said, you know, any sort of idea on, you know, when PS3 Home's coming out? Because I'm presuming it's going to be a download.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like a, you know, buy a disc, you know, buy it on a disc from a shop. And they were like, we don't know, we're going to have to, you know, where you go to the websites and stuff, you'll have to have a check on there, man. I was like, okay.
Is there any news?
A terrible Welsh accent as well.
That was pretty bad.
I'm sorry. I do apologise to anybody who's Welsh out there. But no, it didn't seem particularly interested in the question I had to ask at all. Is there any PS3 Home news? No, not that I'm aware of. I can have a look quickly, but
it's okay.
I really can't see it happening.
For me, it will be. They really need to up. For PlayStation to keep sort of. I think they should really focus on the stuff they're doing really well. It's a great. I mean, Blu-ray needs to take off big time for them to really, you know, like when the PlayStation 2 came out and it was a DVD player.
Yeah.
It was like a good DVD player.
Yeah.
And there weren't many DVD players on the market at the time. Then, and the difference between VHS and DVD was night and day.
Mm.
Is it night and day with DVD and Blu-ray?
Depends on your TV.
Exactly. People are having to buy loads of extra stuff. This is where we. Capture the market. You know, I remember the announcement from Nintendo saying they wanted a Wii in every 10 homes in the UK.
Yeah.
And when they reached that milestone, they said, oh, we want a Wii in every 5 homes in the UK. And then now their new target is, if you have a television, we want you to have a Wii attached to it. I mean, that's insanely, it's insanely ambitious, but it does work. It works on every television.
Yeah.
It's fun. If you only play Wii Sports on it, I mean, it will be an issue for Nintendo because they won't be making... Well, I feel like they're making money on just the console. Which is something that Microsoft aren't doing. I know that Microsoft are losing money if you buy loads of Xboxes. I know PlayStation are losing a ton of money. I mean, if you don't attach any games to your PlayStation 3, you are hurting Sony bad, I think. Because won't they be losing a ton of money on it?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I hope that Sony really up the game.
I think they're losing, just incidentally, I think they're losing about 80 quid in, you know, in terms of pounds per console sold with no attachment.
Are they still losing that money? Because the 60 gigabyte one.
Yeah, the original.
The original, that had a load of extra gear in, didn't it?
It did. Well, no, when I say a load, it didn't really have a load. It had a memory card reader. It had an extra two USB ports. And an extra 20 gig hard drive compared to the 40 gig version that we've currently got in the UK. I know the States have got an 80 gig version. I don't specifically know the specs.
I don't think it's got any of the stuff that you can do. And also the 60 gig was back compat with your PlayStation 2. Do you remember all the promises that Sony made about the PlayStation 3?
Like what?
Oh, like it was going to be fully back compatible. Everything runs at 60 frames per second. Full 1080p on every single game.
Right.
And it was like, why did they overpromise and underdeliver so much? Microsoft, on the other hand, I think they went the right route. They said nothing was going to be back compat, and then certain games worked.
Mm.
Halo 2 worked, and Halo worked. That was all that worked originally, which was interesting. But then more and more games, they actually develop patches for lots of different types of games, and now pretty much all the top games for original Xbox are back compat. I know that San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, works. I know that Jade Empire works. I know that there's a load of games that work when you plug them into an Xbox 360. And I'm wondering why Sony have really... I mean, if the PlayStation 3... If I buy a 60 gig one, because that's the one I'm going to buy, I'm not going to buy...
Good luck in finding one.
Well, I reckon there's quite a lot of second-hand ones out there, aren't there?
Okay, I don't know. I haven't checked.
I'll have to look.
I would.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be looking for the back compat one, because I will want to sell my PlayStation 2 eventually.
Right. I've still got my PS2.
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's the number one console still.
Mm.
It might not be the most popular one at the moment, but it's still the console that is my go-to.
Right.
It's like my comfort zone. A little comfort blanket, knowing I've got a PlayStation ready with Shadow of the Colossus ready to go. Not that that's the only game I play on it. I play tons of games. I mean, on PlayStation 2, I think I've played the most games. Right. I remember I filled 3 memory cards.
Wow.
So I've played a few games.
Yeah. Damn.
I really should have bought that hard drive attachment.
Yeah, that would have probably been the better policy.
Because weren't they like £40?
A little bit less than that, weren't they?
Do you know what I did the other day? This is a bit embarrassing. I bought a memory card.
I don't think anyone's listening to us now.
I know. Everybody's shut down by now. Bought a memory card from Tesco's. £15.
Wow. And
like a penny on eBay.
I was gonna say, damn. That's a rip-off, isn't it?
I needed a memory card.
Oh, then and there.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I didn't really need it. Could have bought like 10 PlayStation 2 games. Anyway, that wraps up E3 for me. It was really... I don't know if this is going to work as a format.
Okay.
Well, you didn't do anything with E3, did you?
No, very little.
And I didn't really do that much with it. The only stuff I really looked at was the stuff I was already interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then nowadays, a lot of the developers are doing open days.
Right.
I know that Ubisoft do Ubi Day.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the people that made World of Warcraft Blizzard, they have BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other bigger shows now. There's a bigger show in the UK, okay? It's based in London and it's...
Elf's Court.
Yeah, now they have a show. And also Germany has a show. And the Tokyo Game Show is big. Bigger than, I would say, E3.
Yeah.
And E3 downscaling and making it really boring this year, I think that's really going to hurt E3, the company behind E3. I know that they get paid a lot of money to do this sort of stuff, but it didn't work this year.
Right.
I don't think it did, because we didn't hear much. None of the big developers were there. I know that Bungie, the people behind Halo, had a big announcement pulled.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, though.
No, I don't think we've heard what it is.
No, I've heard something. I think it was some sort of integration with another service. If you are still listening, let us know, because I really can't remember off the top of my head. There was definitely something, but they pulled it. And I can't remember the reasoning. Oh, no, the reasoning for it was because they didn't have enough time to actually mention everything they wanted to mention, so they had to pull something and that was it. But what it was, I can't remember.
Email us.
Yeah.
SLV@slvpodcast.co.uk. Anyway, shall we wrap up? How long have we been?
I have no idea. It's we've been going for a solid hour and 20.
Is there anything new that you want to talk about?
Well, there's a couple of other things I do want to mention, actually. If that's alright with you.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, TVs.
What about
them? That's about it, really. No, I'm going to...
TVs.
Yeah. Okay, there's one that's come out, and in fact, there's a whole range of them that I've got issues with.
What?
Samsung TVs. Samsung LCD, and in fact, they're plasma TVs as well. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe.
Okay.
I'm aware that either Sony provide or Samsung provide Sony with a screen.
Yes.
It's one of the ways around. I can't remember which way it is.
That's right, yeah.
But the sound quality of a Sony television is ridiculous.
Well, the Sony TVs are good.
No, the Sony ones are, but the Samsungs... I mean, for me, where we work, people have got like this big thing about the blackness or the look... No, not the look of the screen, but the actual design, the aesthetics I'm looking... That's the word I'm looking for, the aesthetics of the TV.
The piano black.
And they're drawn to the look of the Samsung.
The Series 6 now, is red black. Rose black.
Yeah, have you seen that?
I have, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Rubbish.
It's just rose in a black TV.
Yeah. But my point is stop buying Samsung TVs, please. The only reason why you should get one is if you've got a decent home cinema system. Because,
yeah,
my gosh.
Have you seen, though, on the back of a Sony TV, they don't provide, on most of the TVs that I've seen on the back of a Sony TV, they don't have optical out.
Are you sure?
Most of the Sonys that I've looked at don't have optical on, which is a real... Now, all of the Samsungs, starting at Series 3, right up to Series 6,
yeah,
they all have optical on the back.
Right.
So I'm assuming that Samsung... I mean, here's another thing about the Samsung TVs. They're cheap as chips now.
They are.
they're cheap.
But they're cheap for a reason.
Well, and here's the thing. The Samsung Home Cinema Kits, they've got a couple of good ones.
Right.
Connected via optical, which is, in my opinion, the best way of connecting your surround sound system up.
It is.
That's a cheap TV that's not terrible to look at. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the top-end ones have some really cool features. And it's got optical out on the back. I don't know. I'm not against Samsung. I'm not for them
either. No, don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not against them. I mean, their phone to, you know, go right up against the iPhone is awesome. But TVs, they've definitely got issues with the sound quality. I mean, effectively, their monitor speakers in the back. And it just, for me, it just lets the whole experience down. As soon as I show a customer how that television performs hourly, you know, that's them convinced they're gonna have to buy something else. Because 9 times out of 10, people don't want surround sound systems cluttering up their room. Do you know what I mean? And this is where, for me, the new range of Toshiba televisions comes into play. Because...
the 505 AVs, those...
the X version, not the AV version.
The FX stuff. It's okay.
The X version's awesome, the sound quality's fantastic, and on top of that, it has a physical, like all Panasonics have, on and off switch. Which doesn't just put it into standby. It actually knocks it all off.
Yeah, that's cool, but I gotta say...
From an eco point of view...
Yeah, okay, from an eco point of view, they're much better. They are, you can switch them off.
And sound quality-wise, they're loads better as well.
I don't know if you buy a TV for the sound. It's a 50-50 thing. If you get good sound, you get a good screen. Toshiba made some great TVs back in the day. They did. They made, I mean, the 66 series, I think it is. Is it the 66?
Do you mean the WLT66?
Yeah.
What I've got.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I like that screen. I think that screen is a nice screen. They dropped the ball since then, and they've made some real budget
stuff. The 505, the AV505 is...
Budget.
Yeah. But the XV is it's a monster. It's 1080p from 32 up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's got awesome sound quality.
Everything
the bass control is fantastic.
Everything
the bass response is fantastic.
Yeah, but you're a sound guy.
No, I'm not. I mean, for me, it's important to have an equal balance between picture quality and sound quality. I mean, I could not sit there, and no offense to Goodman's, I couldn't sit there and watch a Goodman's television for a prolonged period of time, because the sound quality, if it wasn't running through a home cinema system, would just quite frankly wreck me.
I think it depends on what you're watching. If you're watching HD, then the Goodmans are good TVs. I mean, they're cheap. And if you're watching in high def, it doesn't matter. It will make a difference. But if you're watching standard def, and I've said this before, even now, the very best TVs, standard def on a high def TV looks just terrible. I tried it downstairs for ages.
Right.
And it just doesn't look good.
That depends on your TV. I mean, it depends on if the TV's been made really to work with or in conjunction with SD properly, because most flat panel TVs now are made really for HD content.
That's right, but there's no HD content in the UK.
Yes, there is. Virgin,
BT Vision,
Sky
HD,
FreeSat.
FreeSat has 2 channels.
Currently.
How many SD channels are there?
About 80. But my point is by the end of this year, by the end of next year, they're planning on, and this is not guaranteed, so don't take my word for it, but they're planning on upping their HD channels from the 2 they've currently got to 32 by the end of next year.
I'll not hold my breath because I can't see it happening. High def, to me, is the emperor's new clothes. It really is. Everybody says it's amazing. And I still don't see it. I'm sorry to say it, because I went out and invested a cheap TV.
What is it, Techwood?
It's just cheap and nasty. But here's the thing. Even if I'd have spent more than the amount of money that I spent on it...
How much did you spend on it? Go on. 400 quid?
No.
399?
I think it was 300 quid.
All right, okay.
It was really cheap.
32?
Yeah.
Tesco?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was Tesco's or Woolworths. I know that was the TV. I was either going to get that, or I was going to get the Hansbury. I know.
What did that make you
go? Right, if you're going to buy budget TVs, go and look on the forums. TechWord actually have some seriously good write-ups. It competes with loads of other TVs, but I can't really say that it's a good TV. I'm not going to go out there and say...
I'm not going to let you.
No, well, because it's not a bad TV, because it's only £300. And back then, I mean, that was 18 months ago, was it that?
No long? Way.
It was around about my birthday last year. So what's that? 14 months.
Wow. Yeah. Doesn't seem like that long ago.
I know, it doesn't seem like that long ago. But it's only good for HD. Now, for HD, that TV's great. Okay, it's not great, it's good.
Right.
But then it's like anything. If you put standard def on your PC monitor, your PC monitor is high def. It's it always has been.
Yeah.
It's got higher resolutions, more colour, everything else. If you put standard def TV on it, you can tell that it's not that good. If you go full screen on YouTube, for example, okay, that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now everybody goes, oh, it's amazing. Well, it's not. High definition just isn't that good for standard definition. If you've got a standard definition TV, you should watch standard definition on it. If you've got a high def TV, you should watch high definition on it. And there's not that much high definition content unless you buy Blu-ray disc or HD DVD if you really want to go down that route.
Or use Subcast.
Well, if you want to go legal, then you should download some... Or actually, not a good upscaling DVD player. Or Xbox 360. Xbox 360 now has a massive range. Oh, there was another big announcement from E3. In America...
We pedal one back.
Yeah. In America, you can now download any movie that Netflix do on their service.
Right.
Which is pretty much every movie that's out. Yeah. You can download that to your Xbox 360 in high def. What, you don't think that's epic? That's pretty cool.
What's the cost? And how long can you rent it for?
You can... It's not really a rental service.
Netflix is a rental service.
No, Netflix is, but that's not what they're offering to Xbox Live subscribers.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
Well, the cost of your broadband, the cost of your Xbox 360 Live subscription, which is £40 a year or £6 a month if you go down that route.
Sony's free.
It is, but they don't have Netflix.
Yet.
They don't have anything.
Carry on.
What do they have? They have multiplayer online. That's free.
Okay, top of the pods, Rob, help me out on this.
What do they have? I'm hoping that PlayStation Network really ups their game, but everything I've seen on the PlayStation Network... Oh, come on, there's no way you're going to say that competes with Xbox Live. Xbox Live is a total... It's worth the £40. I am really Mr. Cheapskate. And I'm anti-Microsoft. And I'm for Sony. I'm really... waving the flag for Sony here. I really want them to up their game and produce something that's as good as what Microsoft have done. Now, Netflix on Sony. Now, when Sony make that little PVR, which I've heard is coming, dual tuner.
Right.
Now, when they make that
for
the PlayStation, that will blow Microsoft out of the water, and I hope it comes soon, because...
They need it.
Yeah, Sony needs to really up their game. They are... I don't know what it is. Are they settling on their laurels? They're happy to let the PlayStation 2 outsell the PlayStation 3 every month since it's come out?
Well, they ain't going to start developing the PS4 until the back end of 2010, I think.
Is that really what they're doing? I think
yes.
They really ought to do something, because it's just hurting them bad that the PlayStation 2 still outperforms the PlayStation 3.
Okay.
Well, okay, anyway, the Netflix subscription service is $20, I think, monthly, and it's unlimited use. I think it's something like that. It's not available in the UK yet.
So why wouldn't you just use, you know, Verizon or Comcast? Surely that would be cheaper.
I don't know why I'm shrugging my shoulders on the podcast. It's a really bad idea. I don't know. But it is probably cheaper to do it that way, but the fact is, the Xbox Live... customers can get that, and it's the E3. It was another big E3 announcement. They had a lot of announcements. Oh, out of the lot though, the most exciting news for me was the Nintendo stuff. Nintendo always put on a good show for E3,
right.
And they did a really good job.
This year was no exception.
Absolutely, Nintendo. The announcement that Miyamoto is working on a new Mario was quite big. Incidentally, Braid, For the Xbox 360, which is the game that I was going to talk about, has a lot of head nods to Mario. At the end of the first level, a little dinosaur comes out and says the princess is in another castle. You have to walk past a flag and you have to go to a castle that looks suspiciously like.
Right.
But here's the really big bit about it. You can't die. That's the first thing, because you can rewind everything you've done. Imagine Mario, right. Except you can't die.
Mm-hmm.
Try and sort of picture that.
Yeah.
Because at any time you can rewind any mistakes you've made and just perfect the level. Perfect it.
It seems to me a bit pointless.
Well, I think you're going to have to give this game a go. And I really do think this is the kind of game that will appeal to you. If N Plus appealed to you...
It was quite funny. That's the only thing I like.
Yeah,
really.
Okay. Incidentally, N Plus...
And the fact you can be creative and create your own levels and stuff.
Yeah, and that's something that you can't do on the free version that's on the web. The web, incidentally, has N. You can download N for free.
Right.
N Plus is the Microsoft version. N is the web version. The web version is free. The N Plus version of Microsoft Xbox 360 isn't free. I do think you would like N Plus. I didn't think you were going to like it. I don't know why we put it on. I think I was going to show you how you can get good games out of rubbish graphics, which is true. N Plus is all about the physics rather than the graphics.
Mm.
And certainly everyone that's listening to this podcast by now is probably falling asleep with the idea of us talking about video games. If you're not interested in video games...
You've downloaded the wrong show.
Definitely downloaded the wrong show. Anyway, what was I going to talk about? E3.
I think you've exhausted that. Let's actually look forward now to what's going to be happening in the film stroke tech world.
Yes.
Before the end of the year, because I don't know when the next opportunity we're going to get to do a show is.
You know, we've gone 2 hours without mentioning the 3G iPhone. But we did kind of send
it. We mentioned it in the last show.
It came out.
It did come out.
And it flopped.
Not really.
It flopped bad.
No, it didn't really.
Everybody complained about the service.
The
activation problems.
There's loads of activation problems. Queues beyond belief.
Yeah. People didn't like it either.
Well, I think the issue is with the fact that it's like a 2 hour queue, at least.
Right.
And...
But instantly, I know two people with it.
Okay, but yeah.
And this is what I asked them. One of them was on Xbox Live, and he said, "Oh, I queued up and I got the iPhone." I said, "Oh, well done. What's it like?" He goes, "It's all right." I was like, "You queued for this thing. It would be like blow. It would be orgasmic.
Yeah.
It would be the thing that you're always going to turn to when you want to like think of a good thing that you've bought."
Yeah.
He goes, "Nah, it's only okay." I was like, "It cost an absolute arm and a leg, too."
Well, it's a lot cheaper than the original one.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, people were having issues with a number of different things. For example, the sign-up process. You had to activate it in store. Now, with the old iPhone, you could...
Take it away and...
You could, you could put in, like, an incorrect social security number, I think, or national insurance number, whatever it was, when you activated it at home.
And please then don't when tell it, me when to it, use your national insurance number.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just saying, I mean, you could do that, and it would fail the credit check, and, the operator would then, whoever it was... Like Orange or what, O2 in this country would then ring you up and say, right, okay, you failed the what do you call it check, but do you want to go prepay? Awesome. You didn't have a locked iPhone, you could use it. But my point is with the iPhone 3G, they've done away with that completely.
Yeah.
And what that meant then was massive queues, and you spending 5-10 minutes in the store waiting for the credit check, waiting to activate it and everything else. And then on top of that, you then add the iPhone 2.0, whatever it is, software update.
Which broke the phone, didn't it?
To some extent, there was issues. There was issues with a number of different things.
I've got to say,
it still hasn't got a camcorder function either, which is really frustrating. I think it's probably an app you can download for that.
Yeah, there must be.
Probably have to jailbreak the iPhone 4.
Why?
I know, it's just really frustrating.
Do you know, Apple...
They just want to lock it all down,
Yeah.
Oh, incidentally, talking about Apple, some quick iPod news. iPod news towards the end of the show here. I've heard rumours that Apple, are slimming down the availability of the Nano and the Touch. And the... the Nano and the Classic, I should say.
For the Touch. Which
possibly.
I'm a huge not a fan of. Oh, this is terrible. Apple are really dropping the ball for me. They were riding the crest of the Joe impression. I was really impressed with what they were doing.
Right.
You know, and then Leopard came out, and things have... I went to Leopard.
Did you? Which one? Snow Leopard or just Leopard?
Just Leopard. Well, here's the thing. So I upgraded to Leopard. It's rubbish. my computer is now buggy and crashes all the time.
Right.
Which it never did on 10.3.9. 10.5, just avoid in my... I would say stick with 10.4 until around about... Well, whenever they fix the bugs.
Right.
Because it crashes all the time. And now I've got the most up-to-date version of Leopard. I always update it, do the software update regularly and everything else. And it just isn't as smooth an experience.
Okay.
As I'd still say it's better than Vista. Because, I mean, I'm if you're... This is, again, Microsoft. If you're with Microsoft, you should stick with XP. If unless
you know what, actually, I've got to just say something there.
Go for it.
Just quickly, I've got a KVM switch here, right?
Yes.
And that allows me to chop and change between XP and Vista. I've got two PCs under my desk: one Vista, one XP.
Yeah, and they're both noisy as sin.
No, well, the XP one, you know, it's running on an AMD processor, and apparently it's supposed to do that. But my point is I bought the Vista PC in April.
Right.
We're now August.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said to myself when I bought it, it's got Vista on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I don't get on with Vista,
you'll swap it.
I'm going to run it back down to XP.
Right.
Within 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We're now 3 months on.
You are going to run it down, aren't you?
I'm keeping Vista.
Okay, what is in Vista that you like? And
I just like the interface. It's very, very good. I do like it a lot.
That was my big thing with Vista, actually. It's Apple-esque. Do you remember that? It's very Apple-y.
Sure, I see what you mean.
And see now, in terms of a GUI, it's good, but it's not as stable as XP.
What do you mean?
I mean,
I ran Vista Business
since it came out. I started with Vista Business in February of when it came out.
Right.
Vista Business was the one I ran anyway.
Right.
It consistently crashed. It just crashed all the time, and I had a stonky machine back then.
Mm.
It was an AMD, which I don't know where, maybe it's AMD issues. It was a dual core, 1.8 gig of RAM,
right,
80 gig hard drive, something like that.
Mm.
It was a nice little machine for Vista. It would have, Vista flew, when it was working, Vista was great on it, until it went wrong, and then it would just go wrong catastrophically, and it would be like, why? There's no reason for this. And I'm feeling the same way about Leopard.
Right.
Apple's latest operating system isn't as good as their previous incarnation. Is that the right word? Microsoft's most up-to-date operating system isn't as good as their previous incarnations.
Do you want to hear something really crazy?
Go for it.
I can't remember where I heard this, so please forgive me, folks, but I've heard that Microsoft have changed, or they changed the interface of Vista, yeah. And just for I don't know how you would describe it, just for like a voting group.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, like TV shows have, like, you know, like, you know what I mean. But my point is, well, you know what I mean. But my point is, at the end of the day, they changed the interface.
Yeah. Yeah?
They gave it to these people. Uh-huh. Said, right, yeah, try it. It's probably going to be the new incarnation of Windows. Yeah. See what you think. They changed the interface. The people loved it. There was no background difference.
Is your machine broken?
Not as far as I'm aware. Why?
Okay, it just doesn't look right. Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, the very latest software that all the big vendors are providing.
Right.
It's broken. It's broken. Apple...
My PC's fine. What are you talking about?
No. Apple's Leopard.
Oh, right, okay.
It's broken.
Right, okay.
The Vista update. It broke a lot of machines, didn't it? Do you hear about these reoccurring...
What, you mean
SP1? AMD, yeah, the service pack for Vista.
Right, okay.
Broke a lot of machines. Vista, when it first came out for me, it just wasn't stable enough. I'd run Audacity, it would crash. I'd run Audacity, it would crash.
Right.
And it'd be like, what, why? It worked with XP. Why doesn't it work with the very latest stuff?
Right.
I mean, and it's... More and more I'm noticing this. The new version of Microsoft Xbox, the Xbox Experience. People don't want it. But they're, like, not forcing it on you, but it's like you have to upgrade. very latest version of iPhone. It's not as good as the old version of iPhone.
There are certain aspects of hardware which is better, but software, they could have done a better job, yeah.
So it's like all the software vendors out there, the big ones anyway, the Sony, they're not providing any at the moment. Soon as they do, though, I know it's going to be good. That's the thing. I am really looking forward to the software that Sony make, and I'll buy into Sony when they provide me with some software that I want.
Right.
Apple software, it doesn't work anymore. It worked back in the day. I haven't downgraded, by the way. I'm sticking with Leopard because I know they're going to fix it eventually, but I don't know why I'm sticking with it, because right now I'm not as happy with it as I was with the old stuff. Vista. I mean, I downgraded Vista. I mean, not straight away. I gave it a good 6 weeks trial. No, actually, I stuck with it for quite a while. I remember, but as soon as basic stuff started breaking, you know, like you'd open up a little HTML editor that would be like running off a USB memory stick, it would crash, and I'd be like, why? Because it's meant to be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, all the latest software stuff just isn't working. The only company that's really not mucked up so far is the Nintendo Wii. I mean, it has software that's really basic, and they haven't tried to fix it. The only thing they added was a clock. Do you remember that first update?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm updating. And it took ages for my Wii. I don't know if yours was the same.
It was a bit,
It took ages for me to get that clock.
Mm.
Didn't break my machine. I was happy. Right. I mean, I've had a few updates since then. I mean, I don't know what the updates are, but they work.
Mm.
I mean, my Wii hasn't significantly changed in any way.
Right.
I mean, to be honest with you, that hardware is quite low end, so maybe it's not an issue because of the hardware, but I don't know. For me, all the latest stuff, all the latest and greatest stuff, which I really want to fall in love with, it just doesn't work for me. And this is why my new thing about not spending any money in a year, it's never going to work, but actually, you know, Microsoft, you're not helping me here.
No.
By making broken stuff.
It's
Sony aren't helping me by not... I mean, I say I'm not going to spend... I'm pretty certain I'll have a PlayStation 3 by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I need some software. That's the thing, Sony. Pull your socks up. I want the software. Microsoft, Nintendo stuff is kind of the... Again, though, there's not that much stuff that's coming out that I'm really going in for, you know? It's
nothing you're, like, majorly excited about.
I weren't excited by E3. There's no new tech coming out that I want.
Right.
It's looking bleak. And we're in a credit crunch time.
Yeah, we should really mention that as well.
Well, credit crunch doesn't really affect
Recession is
me.
Here.
Yeah, not apparently. Really. We've both got jobs. We both got... I mean, I don't know about you, but... I've got... what's the word? Disposable income. I've got a little bit of a disposable income. Not much.
Lucky you.
Well, it's not. I don't have a car, so it's easy.
Ah, right, yeah, fair point.
You know, how much am I saving by not owning a car? That's going to be my next big thing, I guess.
I don't know. I know what you mean. Anyway.
So for me, there's no recession. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, I think it's good for me too, because I don't own a rent. But there we go. The only problem that will happen is should my landlord not be able to pay back the mortgage. But in effect, I'm paying the mortgage for him anyway.
Yeah.
So it should all be good. Anyway, we should really, you know, shut this mother down, I think.
Yeah.
Close it out for another episode. It's been an epic episode 75.
We haven't had any music.
No.
Are you going to add some?
Well, it's up to you.
Nah.
Okay.
Unless there's some good stuff out there that I've not heard about.
Okay.
Next episode.
What do you mean? What, music in the next episode?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No music then. On this show. There you go. anyway, just a couple of other ways, new ways you can contact the show. Should really make mention to these things. We have a drop at drop.io/SLV podcast.
SLV podcast drop.
Oh, okay, sorry, my bad. drop.io/SLV podcast drop.
Link in the show notes. Sorry.
Okay, I'll do it. the URL, obviously, is what I mentioned. A couple of things to make you aware of. Oh, sorry about that, folks. You can email something to the drop, which is always handy. You can email that to slvpodcastdrop@drop.io. You can also leave a voicemail on the drop as well. I think in terms of trying to think in terms of, like, you know, cell phones or mobile phones or whatever. If you want to put this in your mobile phone, it'd be +1 646 495 9203. I'm not going to repeat that. You can just rewind it. The only difference with this is obviously you need to enter a PIN number, which is 55476.
Wow. Just indeed. Skype us.
Yeah. It would be easier. But if you want to throw something into there, it's actually quite an easy, good way of doing it. Ignore all the spam, though. There's a lot of spam, and I haven't been able to delete a lot of it because I have neglected it over the past couple of weeks. But that's that. Obviously, we've still got the traditional email, which is, what is it?
slv@slvpodcast.co.uk. In fact, you can send anything to the SLV Podcast people. They will send it to us. You can send your name, whatever your name is, to where the SLV Podcast. It's one of those catch-alls, and that's why I get so much spam.
Oh, right, okay.
But, yeah, you can send me anything at SLV Podcast. It doesn't matter. You send me stuff, I'll get it. Send me anything. And please don't send me spam.
Well, actually, what I wouldn't mind is your thoughts on the latest tech situations and everything else, you know? Just give us something to talk around, because we do find we do run out of stuff on occasion.
Yeah. not today, but yes.
No, we've really motored on for a while there. It's definitely been an interesting show. Oh, we should also mention as well, if you're in the UK, there is a cheaper way of calling us. You can call us at +44. What is the number, Joe? What's the number, Joe? What's the number?
Skype me. I've got no idea. Seriously though, Skype.
5602 855 643. And that'll actually make my house phone ring as well, which is quite scary.
Well, the Skype is my only way that you can really contact me, other than the email address. If you email me or Skype me, I'm happy replying to anyone that sends me stuff. So
there you go. I'm also going to get Joe to open up a Twitter account as well.
I'm not going to do it.
Joe actually has a Twitter account. I can tell you what it is.
Oh my god,
if you
do
bear
I?
With you do. Oh. Yeah, do you know what this is, or do you not?
I do know what this is. I did open an account. Do you know when Twitter was first conceived? You know when it was first thought of? This is like everything in my life. When it first comes out, I am the biggest user of it. As soon as it gets more than 10 people, I'm not interested anymore. I remember hearing about Facebook.
Joseph Frosey, here we go. Right, so he is twitter.com.
No, don't go there. Don't go there, because it...
J05EF.
Okay, now, when was that posted?
It says it was posted about a year ago from the web.
So that was when Twitter...
And you've got 2 followers.
Do I really?
Yeah, should we have a look who your followers are?
That is embarrassing. I've only posted one.
You've
thing.
Got me as one of your followers.
Okay.
And Money Man, which is Joe Money, whoever that person is.
Not me.
Well, no, it's somebody following you, so it won't
dear.
Be you. It won't be you.
That's rather scary. Money Man, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm never going to use Twitter again.
I find it quite an interesting way of keeping up to date with people.
Okay, so microblogging. I also find it a good
way.
Sell it to me.
I also find it as a good way. In fact, we should really need to wrap this up. But anyway, I'm going to tell you first. I also find it a good way of updating everything.
How do you mean?
Right. Okay. So I've got I've got Facebook,
account.
Right?
You got Facebook.
I've got MySpace.
Oh God, have yeah. you? Okay. So yes, we've got MySpace.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Not that you ever go there, but
I don't.
My
no.
point is.
Have we got a Yahoo one? Those 360 blogs that Yahoo yeah. do. We've got one of those. Are we? I think yeah. I've. No, I don't think I've ever visited this.
Anyway, my point is, if I want to update everybody on when there's a new show going live or
what, like Facebook.
Yeah,
you
like you know the
Facebook
status updates.
Via Twitter.
Yeah, all I've got to do is go to Twitter Fox down here.
Right.
Which is like this, and there's all my Twitter updates. So I don't have to actually use Twitter from Twitter. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and there's all my friends' updates, and I can talk to them directly. And I can type something in here, and it'll update my Twitter. So let's just do it now, just for shits and giggles.
Are you on Firefox 3?
I'm not, no.
I've noticed that is old school. This is old school too. What's going on here? You haven't updated any of the Firefoxes. You know, the new Firefox is awesome, right?
I haven't used it.
Oh, you're missing out.
Am I?
You really should download it today.
I shall try.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
and
that,
on
that... that does look like a cool little app for Firefox. The
it
Twitter,
just sits on the bottom of Firefox.
Yeah, that does look good, but I'm still not going to use Twitter. And the reason being isn't because you didn't sell it to me. You sold it great. But it's the idea of having to blog the minor details in my life, the stuff
that's
interesting.
You don't have to.
Well, I don't have to, but if I will either go all in or nothing. If I don't do it, if I don't do the Twittering, like if I miss it, this is the podcast is the only blog slash type thing that I kind of I'm more regular on here than I am on anything else, that's the thing.
Right.
Which tells you how not regular I am about anything. Twitter, I wouldn't update it at all. I mean, it was a year ago that I did one post.
Yeah.
Just to say, and I did it because I remember the Mac had gone away for repair.
Right.
It came back, and I was like, right, let's tell people. Where shall I go? And then someone had told me about Twitter. Probably you, but I don't know. And I don't think it was you, actually. I remember who told me about Twitter, and I was thinking, this is okay. And then I didn't use it again. I literally posted, what did I post? Using the Mac again.
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah.
That was a year ago.
There you go.
So for me, no, it's not going to be used. But Skype me. I'm going to be online on Skype all the time, 24 hours a day. If you want to contact me via Skype, you can.
Have you got an answer phone on your Skype?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, you can IM me at any time, and you can also ring me at any time.
Okay.
If it's not available, it just says the person you're calling is not available.
Or it'll just continually ring until the call drops.
Well, there's some boring people out there that will hold for a while.
And on that bombshell, I think it is time to...
wrap up, yes.
Yeah, to wrap this mother up. It's been a blast. It's been a marathon as well, with the other paraphernalia that I've probably got to add into this little thing. It's going to be work out to be just short of 2 hours. We thank you a lot if you've managed to hold on and stay with us for that long. Very, very surprising if you haven't.
I think people will go at it like climbing a mountain. They'll take small steps, 15-minute chunks at a time.
If you've got us on in your car, give us a ring. Let us know.
Skype me.
There you go. Not from your car, obviously. Pull over first. No. Pull over first. And then do it. Anyway, yeah. Short of that, there's the music, so we've really got to get out of here. I've been Aaron.
I've been Joe.
We will catch you sometime soon.
Take care, folks.
See you later. Bye.